Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you were listening to the show yesterday, you'll know that we were talking about the tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin and the number of international protection applicants who are currently sleeping there. And some of them have been staying out in tents for a number of weeks, even months at this stage. Many of them were currently at the International Protection Office on Mount Street, from which a lot of them were moved just last week. But on the show yesterday, we heard a lot of listeners' thoughts and solutions to the tent issue, some of which were the fact that people think we might need to have a separate minister or a separate department that deals solely with this, that the current integration minister's portfolio just has too many strands to it. Others talking about reusing derelict buildings, of which there's many of those around the country. And then people were naturally talking about the conditions of those living in the tents. So I thought yesterday, I was listening to this in the programme, I want to see what it's like for myself. So I went down to the Grand Canal just after the programme to try and get a sense of what is the situation like there. You know, how bad are the conditions? How do people feel who are leaving there? How do the residents feel in the area? So I did meet, we were told yesterday, sorry, that there was about 80 tents along the canal. We're hearing today that figure has jumped now to about 100. So I did meet this man. He was staying in one of the tents along the Grand Canal. He didn't want to give me his name. He didn't want to reveal his identity. But I met him, he spoke to me, and I started by asking him when he first arrived here in Ireland.
March. Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Nigeria.
Did you know anything about Ireland?
I didn't even know anything about Ireland. I've been here in Ireland. I didn't even know that this is where they're bringing me. He put me in the taxi to come to the...
To come here.
Happy.
To come here.
Okay. I'm in a happy office. He spoke to the taxi man to drop me.
To drop you there. Okay. So did you stay in a tent outside the IPO office on Mount Street last week?
Since I came, yeah. That's where I've been staying.
Where you've been. Okay.
That's where I've been staying.
Okay.
I didn't have any other place. I've been staying in front of the IPO there. Early in the morning, I left the tent to go and have my shower, because I've showered for a very long time, like a week and some days. I found somebody around the city. The man told me he will close work by 6, that if I can make it up by 5 to him, he will take me to where I'll have my shower. I intended to visit a doctor. Along the line, when I got there, a colleague told me that the police have surrounded everywhere. They are taking them to somewhere. When I ran down, I could not find my tent. I got my medicine inside my tent, because the doctor placed me on life medication because of my health. So I could not find anything. They did not allow us to get in there. Then I took off to City West to join my colleagues.
Okay.
When I got there, they collected our cards. I got there 12:15, I think. After 5 hours, they brought the card back. They said they are sorry, the accommodation is not available anymore.
Okay. So you've been staying in a tent since you got here in March,
exactly,
outside the IPO office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, you were moved last week from there over to here. How are the conditions here?
I just got here Friday. To be sincere, the condition here is calm, is safer, more than staying right in the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe the government, the next day, we went to the IPO again, and they promised that as soon as they have something for us, like accommodation, they're going to mail us.
Okay. And do you go there every day to find out? You do.
Like today, when I left, I went there, but there are new people coming, you know. So we waited, but we could not see anybody to talk to.
Can you tell us a little bit about the accommodation that you're staying in? Can you tell us a little bit about the tents?
I would say it is a little bit safer, partially okay.
It's okay.
Partially okay for now.
Okay.
You know, you cannot compare someone sleeping inside the tent with somebody sleeping inside the house. Because like yesterday, when the protest was going on, I'm afraid, you know, I could not even come close here because I was thinking maybe something may happen.
You were afraid during the protest,
Yeah, I'm just afraid. I was just right there in the city, roaming around, going in the McDonald's, sleeping. I did not. It was this morning I came to have a little
sleep. Yeah. Okay. So, are you in a tent on your own?
I'm the only one. Yeah, I have my tent somewhere there.
Your tent's over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at night, do you feel safe at night?
To me, I'm not really sleeping too much like that.
Because you're concerned for your safety?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that the government should do more. I appreciate the people of Highland. To me, I can see they are so accommodating compared to where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk about that. I feel safe here in Highland.
In Ireland?
In Ireland.
Even living here in the tent?
Even as I am, I feel safe.
Okay.
No attack, nobody coming to cause any problem.
Are you confident the promises it will happen?
I know it will definitely happen. I know they cannot just abandon us there. They cannot. I know they are aware we are here. So I believe they will do something. I'm confident. I am 100% confident that they will do something very soon.
Where do you shower and go to the toilet?
Sometimes I do that in Mashanki. I normally use Mashanki. Is it Mary City? Capuchin.
Is it far from here, Capuchin? Yeah.
Yes, it's far.
Far.
No toilet. So, you have to go.
And do people always do that, or do they go to the toilets here?
No, I'm not. I've not witnessed anyone doing that. I have not witnessed anyone doing any mess yet. I have not. I have not.
But the people of Dublin, overall, have they been positive to you?
The Irish are so accommodating. I can see Irish love people. I know we will not be the same, but I know majority of Irish, they welcome people.
So that's just one of those seeking refuge, staying in the tents along the canal that I spoke to yesterday. You could probably hear at the start of that some shouting and raised voices, and there was one lady passed while we were there, and there was some engagement between, discussion. You could probably hear the not Irish being shouted in the back. That happened twice now in the short period that I was there yesterday. I'm not sure what I expected when I left the office yesterday afternoon. I think maybe having seen the state of Mount Street and the pictures and the videos of it last week before people were moved on, I really didn't know what to expect along the canal. I have to say, it was extremely clean. There was nothing out of place. The tents were lined up at, you know, either side of the canal. And you could tell there was a sense of organisation around this. You know, they were all pitched beside each other. Really nothing was out of place. There was no rubbish. There was no rubbish at all there. I actually counted very few people there that I saw, that I witnessed myself in my time yesterday afternoon. I think I maybe approached 6 or 7 people to talk to me. They had very, very little English, or really no English at all, aside from that gentleman that I spoke to. I'd say the average age of the men, probably late 20s, maybe early 30s. But it was, you know, the weather was good yesterday. The sun was shining. It was a nice day. I can't imagine, well, I imagine it probably is a little bit different if you're there on a wet, a cold or a blustery day. I'd also noticed in the pictures before I went down yesterday, there were no portaloos. There were no showers. There was nowhere to go to the toilet. So I thought before I got to the canal that it might smell like a urinal. Because if you've 80 odd tents and no toilets, where are people going to go to the toilet? But as you heard that man explain, they go to two of the different facilities between Capuchin and Merchants Quay to use some of the facilities there to go to the toilet and to shower. But that is a decent walk away. But I have to say, the place was spotless in my time yesterday. I did meet Olivia Hayden. She's a volunteer there with those seeking refuge. And I asked her if she'd any idea yesterday afternoon how many tents, how many people were actually there.
There is around 70 or 80 tents, and some of them have double occupancy. So there are definitely more people than the number of tents. And every day there's more people arriving. So by tomorrow, it could be 80.
I spoke to one gentleman a few moments ago who said he's been here since March. He was staying outside the IPO, the International Protection Office building on Mount Street, and was moved here last Friday. Are most of the people that are here those who were moved on last week?
So some of them are. I would say there's also people who've arrived since the IPO was cleared. They're here as well. But yes, we do have people who were staying at the IPO for a month, if not more, and just happened not to be there that morning, whether they had left early for showers or the mosque. And then when they came back, it was either too late or the police wouldn't let them through because maybe they didn't have their blue card on them, which is their refugee identification document. So I would also think that, like, they are wondering, why couldn't I, you know, be accommodated with all the people that I've been sleeping with for a month? And some of them actually made their own way to places like City West on that day and were turned away because it hadn't been the official process that they were supposed to follow.
Okay, so that's the thing. You have to follow the official process. You can't just decide today, I want to go to City West, I want to go to the other centres. There's a process. So if you're not next in line for City West or other buildings, you're in this holding pen, and this is literally where people are now today.
Yes, all of these people more or less are waiting for accommodation offers. Some people have been offered accommodation or were in places like Crooksling, which is a tented accommodation, and might have left, but that number is very small. The majority of people here have not been offered accommodation, and some people sleeping in these tents have been here since December or January. They just weren't sleeping at the IPO office, they were sleeping in other parts of the city. We also know that, like, a lot of people stay in hostels during the week because the government will reimburse up to 20 something euro, but on the weekend hostels get very expensive, so they're out on the streets at the weekend. And people are also being hosted in temporary situations, like in religious centres and on friends' couches, and those situations aren't permanent either. So it's a moving number how many people are here and also rough sleeping in other parts of the city.
Where are the people now? Because we've been here for maybe half an hour at this stage, and we've actually witnessed very few people that are staying in the tents, you know, really walking around.
So you're actually here around lunchtime, so most people are at the homeless day services. When the asylum seeker registers with the International Protection Office, they're given a document that explains to them the services that they can access. They can go to these places, get two meals a day, if not three. Some do breakfast service. In some of them, they can get showers. Some of them are providing the tents that you see here and sleeping bags. They also have caseworkers visit them, whether it's from the Irish Refugee Council or other bodies that are supporting asylum seekers. So that's where most people are right now. They will all be back here at night, which is also probably the unsafest time to be here too. The International Protection Office is only around the corner, but for some reason, slightly more private. People are feeling a lot more exposed here on the canal, and they're getting a lot more hassle from people coming by and just shouting abuse at them. However, on the other side of it, the local community have been so kind as well. They've been bringing down food, water and different things because they can see the dire humanitarian situation that this really is.
There's no toilets here. Mm-hmm. There's no showers. And one of the things that one of the gentlemen mentioned to me was that, you know, you have to walk quite a far distance to get any sanitary access toilet facilities. Could something like that not be provided closer?
Definitely. I think the worry, and I don't want to speak for the government or for any of the official organisations, is that something like that might make a situation like this seem more permanent when it shouldn't be.
Like a shanty town?
Maybe, or just that, you know, it's going to be here for a lot longer than they would hope it would be. But at the same time, I've worked in international aid for 10 years, and the basic thing that you try and always ensure is access to safe sanitation. And the sphere standard, so that's the international humanitarian standard, is one toilet or latrine per 20 people. You don't obviously have that here. You have to walk for 15 minutes plus during the daytime to access the closest homeless day service where you can access a toilet. At night time, everything's closed, so maybe you can go to the bus station or do the alternative.
Yeah. It is actually very clean here, and I suppose by comparison to the scenes that we saw outside Mount Street in recent weeks, that doesn't appear to be the case here. So what has changed here?
Well, there's a lot less people here. Outside Mount Street, you had by the end over 250 tents, so you have more than half less people here. I think also Dublin City Council have become more aware and engaged in the situation. Towards the end of the situation on Mount Street, they started providing rubbish bags and doing collections, and I think they're still doing that. And I think also people are more aware of the situation that they're in here, that they're not at the government building, that they're in a more of a green space, that they're meeting people from the community who are coming down to talk with them, and they're being quite respectful of the area. And then also even the volunteers like myself and others would often chat with the guys about you know, cleaning up after themselves, not to be people's mammies, but sometimes people just need reminders.
How long do you envisage most of the people here will remain staying in tents here along the canal?
I can't answer that question. I think that's a question that needs to be put to the government. And what I would hope to see is that not just the people who are sleeping here, but the rough sleepers throughout the whole city are offered accommodation. If just the people who are sleeping here are cleared out again, like you saw at the International Protection Office last week, we're just going to end up with another encampment, whether it's here at the canal, in the Phoenix Park, in Herbert Park, wherever there's a green space, that they're not going to be moved off straight away. The reason why people came here is because it's a public park, I guess, managed by Waterways Ireland, and it was a bank holiday weekend. So they thought, I could stay here, hopefully not be moved by the police straight away, as people have been moved from other places. So if there is a cosmetic solution to this problem of just clearing this area, we're just going to see it pop up again.
That's Olivia Hayden, who is a volunteer there as well. Sharon has got in touch. Some of the listener reaction now to this. Sharon says, it's heartbreaking listening to the IP applicant. The people of this country have short memories. My sister was racially abused in the 70s in England. The says no mob make me ashamed to be Irish. Give me a hardworking refugee any day over them, says Sharon. Another listener, why didn't you ask why did he come to Ireland and how did he get here? Another texter, do you know, there's a lot of messages now in a very similar vein, and if I was to probably summarise them into two sentences, vast majority of people are just not sympathetic at all and just don't want refugees in Ireland. This is from what I can see from flicking through the WhatsApp here and the messages coming in to you as I'm talking to you. And they don't want tents along the Grand Canal either. But what we do know is that yesterday Taoiseach Simon Harris said this multi-agency meeting was taking place. This was going to discuss this growing number of tents. It has grown. It was about 80 yesterday. You heard Olivia say it. And it's about 100 odd today. And this meeting's going to take place to discuss that increase in the number of tents. But, like, you know, these figures are going to continue to grow and grow unless they can try and find some more permanent or suitable accommodation.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.